All right, welcome to American Fat Ass Podcast. We're with you for our regular weekly edition, and Nick and Jim with you again. We'll be with you for about an hour. Let's jump right in. Nick, what do you have going on?
Let's jump into the Oscars. That just happened, what was it, last night? It's on everybody's mind. Of course, you guys won't hear this till Wednesday, but whatever. What did you think about the Oscars, man? You watch it?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was a really good show, really solid through and through. Not really a whole lot to make fun of or make light of. I think Ellen did a great job. There was a lot of touching moments. I think Bill Murray presenting an award was probably the biggest story, you know, above anybody winning the award. His little two-sentence tribute to Harold Ramis.
Which I loved. I absolutely loved it.
It was great. It was great. Yeah.
I mean, I agree, man. It was fantastic. That was one of the high points for me as well as Bill Murray. First of all, that son of a bitch has not aged well. He looks horrible.
He really does, yeah.
But I still love him, respect the hell out of him, and I mean, it was one of the high points for me, definitely. Were you surprised by any of the winners?
I was surprised that American Hustle didn't win anything.
They didn't win anything. Really?
No, I don't think so. No, they blanked out. I mean,
you know, I haven't seen that movie. I have it on my computer right now. Tina and I were actually going to watch it last night, but then ended up watching the Oscars instead. So we haven't had a chance to watch it. But I mean, it sounds amazing. I mean, it's got an amazing cast to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a movie that I'd like to see. I probably will once it comes to Redbox or something, if it hasn't already. But
Well, I mean, hopefully it doesn't have any scary parts in it that you're going to, you know, turn away from.
It doesn't look like it does, but yeah. I mean, if it's too scary, then I'll have to shut it down. But
I'm looking through the winners now. You're absolutely right. I don't see it in here at all. Mm-mm.
And everybody was making a big deal about how well the acting, you know, the acting was so good in that flick by everybody involved, and it didn't win anything.
I mean, right. That, you know, another one I was kind of surprised at is Gravity. It seemed to win like a bunch of, I hate to call them meaningless, but meaningless awards. It really didn't win anything, you know, big out there, you know, best director, best.
It did win.
It did win best director?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Did I mess that up? Oh, yeah, he did. I apologize. But, I mean, that was like the only one. I mean, other than that, it won like best film editing, best original score.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, but I mean, it really didn't win anything major other than best director. Now, what I was really happy about was best actor in a leading role and best supporting role by an actor, which was Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club. Have you seen that yet?
I have not. No.
So that you have to watch. That movie was amazing. Tina and I watched it. Didn't really know anything about it going into it. And I loved it. It was amazing. The transformation that Matthew McConaughey did himself was crazy. Super thin. I mean, you felt like this man was literally dying. It was horrible. And then also, oh god, man! Props to Jared Leto for being one of the hottest chicks I've ever seen.
Yeah, he does dress up pretty well, I guess.
He really does, man. Surprisingly enough.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, I found it to be a good show this year. I usually don't watch the Oscars only because I find them to be kind of boring and contrived. But this year was great. Ellen was funny as hell. The whole thing with, you know, bringing out the pizza to everybody and you know, having them chip in was great. Now, did you see that her selfie, the one she took with everybody in there, broke the retweet record?
Yeah, it broke it within minutes, but I just saw a few minutes ago that it just tipped over 3 million.
Yep, I was about to say that. Yep, over 3 million retweets and climbing. Yeah. That's fucking insane.
It really is. I mean, and kudos to her for having that idea.
Right.
You know, Twitter was big last year, and Seth MacFarlane didn't think to do that, but that's not really his style. So
no, definitely not his style. No. But, yeah, absolutely. What else was there? There was something else on the Oscars I wanted to talk about. No, I guess that was it.
Yeah.
I was, you know, I never really cared about watching 12 Years a Slave, but honestly, I kind of want to check it out now.
Yeah.
First of all, I had no idea Brad Pitt was in that movie. I mean, not that that, you know, matters much at all about the movie, but I had no idea he was in the movie.
Well, he was heavily involved in bringing that movie to screen.
Right. That's what I heard. Yeah. And I mean, it seems like a great movie. Watching the clips that they were showing on there, just it looked phenomenal. So I want to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Oscars this year was just kind of vanilla, just, you know, no real big surprises, no real big, you know, outlandish dresses or anything. Like, everybody just kind of played it safe.
Right.
And it just, you know.
Well, now they have that, don't they have like that ridiculous dress code now where, like, you have to conform to, like, God, I'm going to sound like an asshole saying this because I'm not positive on it, but I think there's, like, a certain dress code where women can't show, like, a lot of cleavage, like, it can't have, like, a huge neckline or huge slits or something like that. I remember hearing something about that last year because they were making fun of the whole Angelina leg thing. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Those fucking crazy memes and Facebook pictures going around all over the place. I thought that was kind of funny. There was one thing, though, that I was kind of pissed off with the Oscars. I was watching their annual, you know, memorial where they show the people that they've lost in the last year.
Yeah.
Where the fuck was Uncle Phil? How the hell do you not have James Avery on there?
Yeah.
That pissed me off, man. I was happy to see, you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman, you know, Harold Ramis and whatnot, but how do you not have James Avery?
Right, right.
Nonsense.
I mean, was he in any movies?
No.
Or was he just TV?
I mean, no, he had to be in a movie. I'm almost positive he was in a movie.
I'm sure he was, yeah.
I'm looking up James Avery. James Avery, IMDb. He's got to be in some kind of a movie. At least I hope so. Oh, he was, oh, God damn it. He was the voice of Shredder in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
All right, so he was there. He was in a couple TV movies.
Yeah.
All right, so he hasn't done many movies, but who gives a fuck? He'll be in
there somewhere. Speaking of dead movie stars.
What's up?
I read an article today that there's a video that's going to be coming out soon, I believe. The owner is still thinking of releasing it. He might not, but he's finally said that it exists. It's a threesome video with Marilyn Monroe, JFK, and RFK.
No shit.
Yeah.
I totally watched that.
I would, just for the shock value how could you not?
I would totally watch that while touching myself and eating a bowl of ice cream.
I just, that, I mean, that's about the most disgusting thing you can do. Like, dude, you're related.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me jerking off while eating ice cream. Okay.
No, I mean, that's what you do.
That's pretty fucked up. I mean, if you're going to have a threesome, why the fuck would you want to have it with, like, you know, somebody you're related to?
It's nasty.
That's so fucking nasty. Yeah.
Right.
I couldn't picture that. It's like, you know, the guys who have gotten together with two twins. Oh, like, obviously it's two. But like, how do the twins find that appealing at all?
Just how does a guy find it appealing? That's incest.
Not for you.
Still, I don't want to be involved in some incestuous shit.
The fuck's the matter with you?
It's disgusting.
Who cares? Well, okay, what about... No, fuck that. Who cares?
No. I will not be a party to it.
I'm really hoping you're just saying this because your wife's going to listen to this later and you want to sound better. But I'm really
my wife's actually in the room. But
her slap you.
No, I still would not. I still would not.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Not Okay, not for nothing. I'm totally not into threesomes at all. I hate to sound all romantic because I'm not that guy that, you know, is all lovey-dovey and shit. But I don't want to share my wife with anybody else. I don't want her sharing me with anybody else. I want it to be just the two of us. So I'm not into all that other shit. Now, if I was single and, you know, I had the opportunity, yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
No, not even possibly. I'd pay for that shit. Just saying. Oh, man. So what else you got going on this week?
Not much. You know, in the past few days, shop's been slow. Yesterday was a really nice day, and today it's practically snowing. You know, we took the kids to the zoo, and actually we took our three boys and two friends to the zoo. So there were five kids, not the zoo, the museum.
Okay.
And there's like a barnyard and other fish and all that kind of shit. So it's pretty big, but oh my God. I want to say something, but not come across like a total asshole, but there's some kids out there that are such fucking assholes. Like, I just want to punch every little kid in the face that's not mine.
Sir, if you're an asshole for saying that, then I'm an asshole too, because I've said that several times before.
I just, I hate kids. We were standing, waiting. All right, there's this exhibit, and they're trying to show how different seeds fall to the ground, like different flight patterns that they take, like some spin around and some go side to side as they come down.
Right.
And they have these big seeds that you put on this magnet conveyor belt, and it takes it like, I don't know, probably 30 feet up and then drops it. And it was crowded because it was like 70. It was nice. I was in shorts. And all these kids are like crammed around where you put the seed on the machine, right? And there's kids cutting in front of kids. There's kids that are jamming like empty juice boxes into the seeds to take the juice box up and drop them down. And like, they're just all over the place. And I'm trying to teach my kids, like, no, let them, they were waiting first. Like, let them go first. But then here comes this little fucking rotten kid, like just running up and like cutting everybody in line and throwing their thing up. And then their parents are like, no, don't do that. And the kid turns around and goes, shut up. And puts the thing on. Like, at that point, as a parent, how do you not, like, closed fist punch a kid in the mouth?
That's what's wrong with this world right now, man, is that for some reason, parents don't fucking, you know, hit their kids anymore. I'm assuming because, you know, they're all afraid they're going to go to jail or, you know, be investigated for all that shit.
Yeah.
But kids nowadays deserve beatings. Like, I don't understand. I think we've actually talked about this in the past. Like, if I tried doing this shit with my mom, if I told her to shut up, I guarantee you I'd walk away with a fucking slap in the face.
Yeah.
And not only that, but she'd drag my ass out to the car and we'd be leaving. It's not like we'd be finishing up the day of fun or whatever the case is.
Right. I mean, that's my thing. One, spank them. You know, it's okay to spank your kid.
Absolutely.
You know, and if your kid's acting like that, like flat out telling you no, telling you to shut up, leave. Like, make it better for everybody else and just get your stupid ass fucking kid out.
But, you know, the ironic part of all this is that it's the parent that's made their kid that way. Because they refuse to discipline. They let them do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
So in the same sense, I kind of want to punch the little kid and then punch the goddamn parent as well.
I want to murder the parent.
I want to
at least make it so that the parent has no more kids.
All right, fair enough.
They've already fucked up one. Them.
That's fine. Oh, it's great. I love how upset you are about this.
Like, I just, all day, I'm walking around this fucking museum and just, like, wanting to swing at little kids.
I just see you, like, walking through the museum, just mean mugging every kid you see. just walking around under your breath, you fucking kids. What the fuck are you looking at? Your stupid face.
Yeah. I really, oh my God. I like, my lip hurts from biting. It was awful. And I mean, my kids were great. The friends that we brought were great. They were all very well behaved. These other kids, oh my God, just like, if your kid acts like that, stay home. Don't leave the house.
It's sad, man. I see it all the time when Tina and I go out. I mean, we don't have kids, so one could say that it annoys us even more because, you know, we're not used to it at home or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's horrendous anymore. You go anywhere and there's kids screaming and yelling. And I mean, we're not even just talking about little kids anymore. I always think about this. Tina and I went to go see a movie a couple years ago, Get Him to the Greek. Mm-hmm. And the whole time we're in the theater, one of the last seats that we had available were all the way in the back at the top of the row. And down towards the end of the row, there's these little teen kids, whatever, playing with their phones all the time, taking pictures with the flash and laughing and joking around. And I guess two of them started to make out. So one of the other kids took out the phone with the light on and started like videotaping them and everything. It's just like, come the fuck on, man. Yeah. You're here to fucking watch the movie and shut the fuck up or fucking get out.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. And it's just, it annoys me. And there was another instance where Tina and I and a couple of her friends went to go see a movie. And the whole time we're watching the movie, there's a family right behind us. And I think it was like, I want to say it was two adults and maybe four, possibly five kids. And the whole time, kids are just fucking running their mouths, talking, you know, making a scene. And it's just like, when the fuck are the parents going to say, shut the fuck up?
Right.
I mean, God, that shit pisses me off.
Yeah. I mean, we're very quick if one of our kids gets out of line while we're out. Like, especially if we're out to eat. Like, we're not going to ruin other people's nights. Like, I'm going to pull my kid out, or Ashley will usually take them out to the van and just sit, and she'll sit out there for 20 minutes, you know, until he calms down. And, you know, it does happen to us, not very much anymore, but, you know, there's been times where we've had to pull them out of the restaurant or the store and just, you know, hey, you're not going to ruin other people's nights.
Fair enough. You know, this isn't about a kid, but I also have a story about something that happened today while we were out. Tina and I went out to grab a bite to eat real quick, and we're trying to make it real fast because she had to get to work. So we just picked up some burgers and we're like sitting in the parking lot trying to eat real quick before she had to go to work. And I happened to look over and I see this woman, and she's pretty, she's a tall blonde. She's got this, I guess it's a dress. I don't even know what the hell you would call it, but it's like one of those little strapless dresses. It's got the zipper going down the front of it, and it's extremely short, like fucking really short.
Yeah.
So we're watching it for a couple minutes because, I mean, you can't help but to watch her. She's literally like, I don't know, 10 feet from the window. So she's fucking rummaging through her car the whole time, bending over into her car. Every time she bends over, you see like her fucking panties and everything. Like, it's horrible. Yeah. But first of all, she looked like a fucking crackhead. She's disgusting looking.
Nice.
But then she like sat in her car. We literally watched her for, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes, which was horrible because we really had to get Tina to work, but we couldn't stop watching her. She's rummaging through like all of her bags, and it had to be like 6-7 bags, like pulling clothes out. It was so fucking weird. But one of the funniest things was that like all the guys in a parking lot were trying to like get up on her. It was hysterical. Like this one guy, I don't know, some black guy riding a bike through the parking lot, he kept like making U-turns and coming back, and like every time he would pass her car, he would like try to shout out some kind of a little pickup line to try to get her attention. And then he finally gave up. And then we noticed that there was a guy in the SUV on the other side of us who was like watching her nonstop. So anyway, she finally gives up whatever she was doing and decides to leave. So the guy in the SUV, he jumps out of his truck and he walks over and he's trying to tell her that her soda is still on the top of her car.
Right.
So for whatever reason, the bitch just slams on the gas, spins her fucking wheels, and gets the fuck out of there. Almost runs him over driving out of the parking lot. But it was hysterical. I'm gonna send you a picture because I actually took pictures of her.
All right, let's see this.
Okay, let me pull it up here for you.
See, we don't get that so much up here where, you know, you get the slutty dressers. I don't know. Down in Florida, it was all over the place. It was rampant. But up here, it really is not that bad. I don't get the difference, but...
Okay, for whatever reason, it's not letting me send it to your Facebook. Let's see if I can't just copy and paste it there.
You just post it to my timeline or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do right now for you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it's... I don't know. I mean, being a younger guy, I guess back in the day, I would have loved to have seen this kind of stuff. But, like, now I just look at it from a different angle. Like, now I'm like, what fucking little bit of self-respect do you have that, one, you're dressing like that, and, two, you're acting like that? Like, I don't get that.
Right, and I'm... It's just a sign of getting older, you know? Like,
right.
Like, oh, I'm old, so that's... Ugh.
Girls are icky.
Right.
Oh, that's sad. I hope I get out of this because I want to go back to looking at girls going, ooh, she's cute. I want to get some of that. You know, that's why I love my wife, man. My wife looks at boobies as much as I do.
Really?
I love that. Yeah. Makes me so happy.
That's cool.
I don't know. And for some reason, it's not taken.
Yeah.
But whatever. I don't want to fucking beat a dead horse. That's probably why. Never mind. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you later on. What else you got today?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it's been kind of slow. We did the museum thing, and now my doors are frozen shut.
Doors are frozen shut.
Yeah, it's like 15 degrees outside. It went from 70 degrees. Yeah, 70 degrees to now 15 degrees. By Wednesday, it'll be up around 50 again. Like,
See, that's annoying. You know, down here in Florida, I constantly say that I hate that the weather never changes.
Right.
It's just always fucking hot. Mm-hmm. But I think I'd also be annoyed that the weather changed like that nonstop. Freezing cold one day, hot the next day, and just back and forth like that. You never know if you're going to expect snow or whatever.
Right.
So that would kind of definitely get annoying. All right. You know what? Let's, you want to jump into a little people I hate?
Yeah, let's do it.
All righty. You have any people I hate, or are we just going to go with what I got here?
Well, why don't you start, and I'll try to simmer down.
People I hate are little kids. All righty. People I hate. I got one. It came from Twitter from Nicole. She tweets in saying that, she hates teen girls who spit on the pirate ship rides. Now, right before you and I start recording, Nicole gave me a phone call because I was trying to get the story from her because it definitely sounded funny. Turns out Nicole was at a carnival, I believe, Friday night, and her and a friend went on the pirate ship ride. You know the one I'm talking about where it just goes back and forth?
It's
kind of like a fucking U or whatever.
Yeah.
So she's on that ride, and... her and her friends start to notice that these little teen girls are causing a ruckus right next to them, and they're like spitting back and forth, and you know they're getting like spit very close to them. I think Nicole said that she didn't get spit on. She said that if she did, she was going to kill a little kid.
Yeah.
But like she said, it was just really annoying, immature little bitches. They said that the carny was like yelling and screaming at the kids, telling them to stop it, and then when they finally get off the ride, because I guess they have to stop it, the carny tells the little girl that she's absolutely disgusting and to never come back.
Well, that's good.
Well, absolutely. Well, at that point, I asked her, was the carny a legit carny? And, you know, didn't he have, like, tattoos and weird piercings? I said, definitely had tons of tattoos and was missing a lot of teeth.
Nice.
You have this weird tattooed toothless carny calling you disgusting. You're fucking disgusting. You're at like a whole new level of disgusting.
It'd be great if he whistled while he talked. Like, you're disgusting. Like, you're disgusting. Like, with the whistles.
Oh, that'd be great. I almost want to text her now and be like, did he whistle? Yeah. You know what, Nicole, when you listen to this, tweet us in. I want to know if he whistled.
Yeah. No, that is, again, parenting.
Fucking parenting, man.
Like, you let your kids do whatever they want for their whole life. They're going to end up telling you to shut up when they're three. Spitting on rides. Like, it's just, like, nasty. Like, hepatitis. Like, that's how you get that shit.
Hepatitis. How the fuck do you take it to hepatitis?
These little girls are probably fucking sluts. They're banging all these teenage, you know, douchebag eighth graders and whatnot. They probably all got hep.
You know what the funny part is? I was going to be like, dude, they're only 13. But no, fucking nowadays, 13-year-old girls are banging people, man.
They're banging sad. At like 10.
That's so fucking sad. I can't even. There's a show that I watch all the time on Showtime called Shameless. Mm-hmm. And don't really have to get into what it is, but one of the girls on the show, her name's Deb. I believe on the show she is like right around 13 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a whole, I want to say like 4 or 5 episodes of that show where all she was doing was trying to have sex with like a 22-year-old. And it creeped me the fuck out, man. Yeah. I couldn't watch it. Yeah. I kept telling Tina, I was like, as much as I love this show, I can't continue to watch this 13-year-old, you know, taking off like her top and just like, please stop it. I can't do it anymore.
No. If that were my kid in real life, she wouldn't be on the show.
Right? It's a very good point.
Yeah, I mean, I would be pulling her from that. I don't care how much money they're paying that little girl. You're not going to have my girl on national TV acting like a whore.
I agree with you. Now, just to throw it out there, she never obviously didn't get naked by any means, but I mean, like, yeah. I said, she took her top off. It was almost – it was like a little bra kind of thing. Like, you know, what a bathing suit would cover up on a girl and not.
Yeah.
Like I said, just the meaning behind it and, you know, what they were trying to get across.
Yeah.
Just fucking creepy shit.
No, no.
I couldn't do it.
No.
All right, so who do you got for people you hate? You all right? Jesus, this is going to be a good one, I'm assuming. Did you see it? you're adjusting in your seat, and you're biting your lip. You seem a little worked up. What do you got?
People that win the lottery and lose it right away. I was watching this show called How the Lotto Changed My Life. And it's, you know, they get all this stuff and then they fucking lose it. It just drives me crazy. And I don't have any personal experience to tie it to. But it just, how can you not be responsible with your fucking money? Like,
It's the sad case of, oh, well, I've got so much money, I don't really have to watch it. I'm never going to spend all this in a lifetime. And before you know it, it's all fucking gone, man.
Right.
It boggles my mind, too. It's funny because I have seen a couple of those shows. I don't get it. I, you know, Tina and I, obviously, you know, we're like everybody else. We barely ever play the lottery, but when it gets up like really big, we'll talk mm-hmm. about it. I'm like, oh, you know, things we would do if we won the lottery, what we would buy first. Mm-hmm. And we always say all the time, I mean, obviously the first thing we buy is, you know, our like fucking dream house, but nothing crazy. We don't need like a fucking 23 bedroom mansion, just something nice, quaint, you know, big enough for us to grow in and be happy with.
Right.
And, you know, obviously we'll invest a bunch of it, you know, help our family out a little bit here and there and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. You know, we don't do anything like crazy with it. Now, obviously, we don't have the money in our hands, so maybe our thoughts would change when we got it. But I would like to think that we're actually halfway decent, smart people that wouldn't spend it all in a fucking year.
Right. And it just, I mean, these people are winning millions of dollars, millions upon millions of dollars. I mean, I can understand, all right, if you win $100,000, you're going to blow through it, whatever, you know. Hopefully part of that is paying off at least part of your mortgage, a car, something like that. You're going to do something somewhat responsible with it, and it's all going to go fine.
Right.
But if you get millions and millions of dollars, like, all right, if you want to quit your job, fine, but you still have to have something coming in because that shit's not going to last. Like, don't, like,
absolutely.
These fucking people, like, go out and they do, like, the stupidest shit. It just...
You know, I've said it a million times, like, if I ever won the lottery, I would immediately, well, as soon as I got the money, I would buy stock in the company I work for.
Yeah.
And then retire. Because, I mean, at that point, because how well the stock does, and it's probably not going to go down anytime soon.
Yeah.
I can just live off the interest and the dividends for you know, my lifetime.
Right, right.
Because I mean, something like that, you have to be smart. You have to be able to invest it somewhere. I mean, don't go out and buy fucking 15 cars. What the fuck you need 15 cars for? It's like fucking
you don't.
It's like fucking these stupid ass athletes who, you know, have all these fucking $50-60 million per fight, you know, per year game wise and whatnot, and they lose all their fucking money. Mike fucking Tyson.
Yeah.
I mean, how the hell do you lose that much money? Come on, man.
He got fucked. His management flat out stole from him.
Well, how the fuck do you let your management steal from you?
True. What about these one hit wonders? They get one song on the radio and they're fucking just going balls out on all this shit, and like next year they're like sucking dick for rent money, like
an entourage of like fucking 27 people after like one hit,
right?
Fucking rolling the club with like fucking 30 people behind you.
yeah.
Idiots.
Just I don't get it. All right, if there was one thing, one stupid thing that you were going to do with your money, what one stupid thing would you do?
Okay, I actually have this. I think about it all the time, and I would 100% do this. I don't know if it'd be stupid because I would be, I'm assuming, donating tons of money to charity to do this, but the one thing I've always wanted to do ever since I was a kid is go to a Bulls game, a Chicago Bulls game at home, and announce the starting lineups. That would be my thing. I know it's the only reason I consider it stupid is because the amount of money I'm assuming I would have to donate to their charitable organization to be able to do this would be obscene.
Right.
But that's what I want to do. That would be the stupidest thing I would do.
But it would still go to a good cause.
It would somewhere. Still go to a good cause.
Yeah.
But I can definitely see somebody being like, you donated how much to do that? Are you serious?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the only stupid thing I could think of. I mean, I'm sure if I had the money in hand, I would go out and make some kind of a stupid purchase at some point, you know, like maybe fill an entire room in my house with nothing but bean bags, you know, something stupid like that. But
that's
pretty much it. What about you? Yeah.
Right. If I hit it really big, I mean, it would have to be really big, like $300 million.
Okay.
I would dedicate maybe $50 million of that money to teach bears how to drive cars.
That's
think about how fucking scary it would be to drive around and see a fucking grizzly bear driving a car. Like,
that's fucking... That makes no sense. It makes no sense at all.
That's what I would do. I would give it a good shot to teach. They can ride bikes in the circus and shit. They should be able to drive cars.
I mean, what would be the point of this?
There would be no point.
Like fucking drive through like a McDonald's drive through and order a sandwich. You know, just freak out the drive through people.
I mean, obviously they can't. I mean, they can't go to McDonald's drive. They can't talk. Like, I'm not that stupid.
You're not going to put money to teach them to talk. Just to drive.
No, they don't have the mental capacity to speak and like learn a language. But I think that they might be able to drive cars.
I mean, that's true. Have you seen some of the assholes that drive cars now?
I'd rather bears.
You fucking rather bears. Oh, man. All right, you know, I want to add a little a side note to the people you hate and throw in the assholes that refuse to play lottery because it's only like $5 million. Oh, I hate those assholes. Like, oh, I'm not going to buy a lottery ticket. It's only $5 million. What am I going to do with $5 million? That's nothing. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Dude, if I found 10 bucks on the ground right now, I'd be a pig in shit. I'd be so fucking happy.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're not going to spend a dollar to win $5 million, you fucking prick.
Or what about the assholes that talk about what they would do with their lottery money but don't actually play the lottery?
Yes. Like this asshole. I'm telling you.
And they talk about it like they're going to win. Like, oh, when I win the lottery, I'm gonna buy you a car, I'm gonna pay off your house, my mom's gonna get a new set of teeth and cheese for everybody, but they don't fucking play. Like, they're promising everybody all this shit, and they're never going to spend a dollar on it.
All right, see, I'm not that bad. I only talk to Tina about it, and, like, we'll say, oh, if we won.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so we don't come out and say, oh, well, when we win, we're going to do this. I mean, I don't even tell other people this shit, so I think I'm okay with that. Fucking piece of shit, call me out. Oh, man. So, I have a douche of the week.
Yeah, douche of the week.
Yes, sir. Douche of the week. Now, this was actually supposed to be last week's douche of the week, but I think we were both kind of nervous about how long the show was going, considering the previous show was like an hour and 20-some minutes, so we kind of skipped over. But we do have one this week. Okay, douche of the week is Dana Snetty. Name sound familiar at all? You heard about her yet?
No.
Okay, let me tell you about this bitch. She's a fucking moron. Her family, I guess her dad, was in some kind of a lawsuit against a school that he had worked for. He was a headmaster there. Okay. I guess the school ended up settling the case with him. And other than attorney fees and this and that, he ended up walking away with $80,000 cash.
Okay.
In order to do this, though, he had to sign confidentiality clause. He couldn't tell anybody about anything, any of this in public or anything like that. So all he had to do was keep his mouth shut and everybody was happy.
Right.
They signed. Everybody was good to go. A couple days later, his fucking daughter, Dana, decides to go on Facebook and put up a status, saw her 1,200 Facebook friends saying, let's see here, Mama and Papa Snay won the case against Gulliver. Gulliver is now officially paying for my vacation to Europe this summer. Suck it. Now, what this bitch didn't realize was that like 80% of her friends are either current students or were previous students at the school that her dad won the settlement against. So once, you know, they started reposting and sharing their status all over the place, it got back to the attorneys of the school. Next thing you know, they're back in court. They lose the $80,000.
Holy shit.
How bad would you just beat the piss out of your kid if they just cost you $80,000 or a fucking Facebook status?
I would break the computer over their head.
you wouldn't just take them outside to the van and talk to them?
No, I mean, 80 grand, that's a lot of money.
80 I mean, fucking grand, man.
I mean, I don't know why he got it. You know, and I'm actually shocked that the confidentiality went to the family as well. Like, usually it's just the person that wins the settlement money, but
right.
Yeah, that's a good job on the lawyers.
No shit. I'm not sure what details are of the case itself. I do know when I was reading the article, it talked about that it was back pay and whatnot. So I'm assuming if I had to guess, you know, some kind of false termination or whatever. And,
right.
You know, he went to a case for it. But still, $80,000 down the drain because you just had to tell Facebook world that the school can suck it.
Oh, man. And this goes back to little douchebag kids. Like, this is the theme of the whole show. Little kids are fucking assholes.
Fucking assholes.
Like, I don't... Oh, my God. Just... God damn it.
Could you do that again for me? The little...
That's what I say to my wife's kids that come in for her daycares. Just, oh my, like.
Oh, people, I really wish you could see this video, because watching Jim is fucking hysterical.
I can't fucking take it. I've
never seen somebody so mad talking about little kids.
What does it really take to be a good parent?
Seriously, if you think about it, it really doesn't take much. What? Your time, your patience, you know, just putting enough, giving your kids enough attention, not even attention so they know you're there, but attention to teach them the right shit. I mean, we all know what's right and wrong. It's fucking, it's simple. We've been taught it since we were kids. Even if you had fucking shitty parents yourself. You can fucking see nowadays by looking at other people and knowing, you know, what society deems is right and fucking wrong. Teach your fucking kids. Right. It's your job. That's your fucking job right there. Right. Teach your fucking kids what's right and what's wrong.
Yep.
And you're failing in life. Like, I can honestly say like 75% of parents are just failing.
Yep.
I don't get it. Like, where the fuck is our society going to be in, say, 20 years? Like, I think about how much it's changed from, you know, 20 years from now, or 20 years ago, where it is now. Like I said, when I was that age, I don't think I started cursing in front of my mom until I was moved out of the house. So somewhere around, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old, I probably started cursing in front of my mom.
Yeah.
Nowadays, kids are cursing left and right, telling them to shut up, you know, telling them what to do, not not listening to them at all.
Right.
Fucking crazy.
I mean, I had the luxury, both of my parents are deaf, so I've had the luxury of being able to say what I want without them hearing me. like if they told me, you know, oh, your room's a mess and, you know, you need to take a shower, you know, I'd march up to my room and go, you fucking assholes. And they couldn't hear me. But it was a way for me to get my aggression out, you know? So I grew up like a very gentle person because I wasn't bottling in all this anger towards my parents. Like, if I had to do that, I would have probably gone into a movie theater and shot a bunch of people like John Holmes.
Oh, gee, really? That's the one. That's the fucking prick you're gonna pull from. That fucking guy. Jesus.
Do you want me to use what's his face that went into the school and murdered all those kids?
They're both fucking equally as horrible, asshole.
I'm much more comfortable shooting people that go to see Batman because it's a shitty movie.
Fuck you. I want to argue that so bad, but there is no argument.
You notice how he didn't go into like a theater that was playing a good movie.
Right. You know what? There's another fucking horrible parenting in that. Because I don't know if you remember, but one of the fucking people who were in the news because of that shooting were a fucking young couple with a goddamn like a toddler kid or a 4-year-old kid, or I forget how fucking old he was, but he's a little fucking kid.
At a fucking midnight showing.
That fucker deserved to be shot, not the kid, the fucking parent.
The parent.
Fucking ridiculous. I don't get it. I tell a story all the time. One of the first concerts I went to was a Kid Rock concert back in Jersey. Mm-hmm. And we were pretty close to the stage. I want to say we're like, I don't know, 30 rows back, whatever. But one of the things I remember most from that entire concert was a couple rows in front of me was a family. And there was two babies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the music was so fucking loud it hurt my ears at times. And here's these two little babies, and they're holding them and, you know, drinking beers and whatnot and having a good time. I'm like, why the fuck would you bring your infant child to a fucking concert? Like, it's got to do some kind of damage to them. They had no earplugs, no ear protection on their ears at all, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It boggles my mind how fucking retarded parents can be.
They're all shitty. Like, I don't. It drives me crazy because I work hard at making sure that my kids are doing the right thing.
Right.
I know that there's other parents out there that do that, but the ones that don't do that far outweigh the ones that do.
Absolutely. And
it just, It makes me want to fucking yell and scream and punch and kick and like I just want to walk around like I'm constantly in a mosh pit, just swinging my arms and legs and yelling and screaming and throwing my head around because these fucking assholes, they don't parent their kid. I mean, be a fucking parent. If your kid tells you to shut up, punch him in the mouth, drag him out, throw him in the car, and drive home, and he doesn't see the sun until he has pubic hair. Like, that's it.
Oh, pubic hair. That's the only thing I took from that was pubic hair.
Yeah, well.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's funny.
And if your kid's on Facebook, you friend them and you watch what they do. And if they unfriend you, you take their computer away.
Holy shit. I'm so glad you said that. Just remind me of a fucking story. All right. So somebody I know, their daughter is, I want to say 17, 16 mm-hmm. or 17 years old. Mm-hmm. I know she's definitely still a minor. She's been kind of hanging out with this kid who's like 24 years old. The parents completely disapprove. I guess from my understanding, like, they don't mind if, like, every once in a while they hang out, but they want it to be kind of supervised, know where they are, know what's going on. So pretty mm-hmm. much, like, if it's at their house and their home kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But the fucking daughter has completely gone against what the parents want, and she goes and hangs out with him. She tells the parents that she's with other friends and whatnot. So, Tina and I have these apps on our phones where we can see like where each other are at like all times. Okay. And we have it on our phones in case like we ever lose our phones or something ever happens, we can, you know, easily find each other, whatever. So this woman found out we had that. So she started asking me questions about it, and I was telling her all about it. She goes, "Oh, yeah, all you have to do is download this app. It's very simple. It's a free app." Yeah. And she goes, "Oh, but my daughter won't put that on her phone." I was like, "Why the fuck are you asking her?"
Right.
And she goes, "Well, oh, it's got a password on there and on her laptop." And so I'm like, tell your fucking daughter that this is the way it's going to be. You know, give me the fucking password. Matter of fact, don't fucking put a password on it. Mm-hmm. I'm putting this on your phone. If you don't mm-hmm. fucking like it, then I'm taking your fucking phone away.
Right.
What are you asking your kids for permission for? I don't get that. If my mom thought something was wrong in my bedroom or whatever the case is, or, you know, wanted to come in my room and find something, she would come in and tear my fucking room apart to find it. Why? Because not for nothing, all that shit is her shit. She bought it all. I'm in her fucking house. Yep. That's the way it is.
Yep.
Quit fucking treating your kids like they're the fucking parents.
Yep.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah. I mean, what it is, all right, parents want to be best friends with their kids. It doesn't work. It has never worked. You can't be friends with your kids. You have to be parents to your kids. You can be friendly. You can be nice to your kids. You cannot beat your kids. You cannot starve your kids. You know, you can be cordial to your kids, but you have to be fucking parents, right?
You have to be a fucking parent.
If your kid wants to lock their phone, if your kid wants to have a padlock on their room, then you do something about it. Like, you don't just say, "Oh, well, that's just how it's going to be from now on because that's how Johnny wants it." No.
Dude,
it's your fucking house.
You kick open the fucking door and say, "Next time, the whole fucking door comes off."
Right.
I couldn't lock a door in my fucking room. Are you kidding me? You fucking lock a door in my room. Yeah, you're fucking mine.
I don't get it. I mean, and then all these kids that are pissed off because their parents are trying to do the right thing and get involved with what their kids are doing, and, you know, by either snooping on their Facebook or reading their texts or whatever, like, that the parent has the right to do that because they're responsible for your stupid ass.
Right.
Like, your stupid shitty kid brain can't fucking make the decisions that an adult can make.
You know, it's funny, like, parents can cite so many examples going back in the last few years of, you know, if they had just known what was happening with their kid, they could have stopped him from, you know, worst case scenario, committing suicide or, you know, going out and hurting other people, bullying kids, you know, whatever the case is. So, I mean, as a kid, you've got to understand that to an extent, that's what your parents need to do. They need to sit there and they need to understand what's going on in your life. They need to know what you're doing, when you're doing it, who you're doing it with. Yep. It's not for nothing. It may come off as they're sounding like a bunch of fucking, you know, pricks who just want to rule everything you're doing, which obviously they should be doing anyway.
Yep.
But it's for your own fucking safety, you selfish prick. Just shut the fuck up.
They don't care because they think they know.
That's it. They fucking think they know. Man.
They don't know.
No. And again, you know, I don't really remember being this way with my mom. I really don't. Like, I feel like I was always, you know, a respectful kind of a kid where I respected what she said. I mean, don't get me wrong. I disobeyed her. You know, I got in trouble when I was a kid, hands down. But I don't feel like I ever really took things that she did as, you know, something like personal against me. Like, she was just doing it to be a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Right. I don't know. These are the people that I blame for kids acting the way they are, aside from the parents, right? Because there's always outside influence for kids acting like little fucking assholes.
Right.
I blame Kim Kardashian and Honey Boo Boo. Kim Kardashian, Honey Boo Boo. Those are the two people that I blame.
Now, I am with you on those two, but we also have to include the fucking people who made these fuckers famous. Because these two doing what they do is fine. I mean, you could be fucking retarded, do whatever you want to do, go out and create a fuck tape and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But the fucking idiots that make these two popular to just to no extent, I fucking hate them.
Yep.
And I hate all of us. I hate all of us because we talk about these bitches. We fucking, you know, put them on our Facebook statuses, whether it's, oh, I love Honey Boo Boo, or I fucking hope she dies, whatever the case is. Right. We're still putting them on our fucking Facebook statuses. I can't stand that little bitch. I can't stand her whole fucking family. And I guarantee you, you go back to my Facebook history and Twitter history, I've mentioned them several times. So I hate us all. I fucking hate us all.
We're ruining our kids.
Well, I don't have kids. So we're ruining your kids.
Fuck you for ruining my kids. All right, let's get into some good to be fats.
Absolutely. I see we're approaching an hour. Let's get this shit going. Oh, you know what? Real quick, did you see the tweet that Richard posted about Dora?
I did not.
It cracked me up. When you get a chance, you got to check it out. He tweeted to Fat Ass Podcast. He tweets on there, look what I – what the hell did he say? Shit. Something about, why is this bitch in my break room? And I open up the picture, and it's a giant balloon of Dora the Explorer. It made me laugh.
I saw that tweet. I didn't look at the picture.
You should have looked at the picture. The picture was fucking the best part of it. Wait, how the fuck do you see that tweet and not click on the picture?
I'm clicking on it now.
Click on the picture. Right? Made me laugh. All right. Good to That's be great. Fats.
Yeah.
I have one good to be fat tonight. What do you got?
I got one as well.
You got one as well? All right. My good to be fat, again, comes from Nicole on Twitter. Thank you, Nicole, for giving us some reasons. Also, people I hate today. Thank you very much. So her reason, as a woman, if you're fat and have a kind of a stomach, you're able to cut the lines at the bathroom because people think you're pregnant. Now, there's other parts to this, too, that I was thinking about. You know how many times I have, you know, been driving through a parking lot and, like, Tina and I see one of those signs of a parking space as expecting mother.
Yeah.
And I force her to park there. I'm like, who gives a shit? Just tell people you're pregnant. Who fucking cares? I mean, it doesn't even matter. Like, I don't even care if somebody is, like, you know, 95 pounds and doesn't look pregnant at all. Still, tell them you're fucking pregnant. But always tell them that.
What people don't understand is it's not against the law to park there.
No. Like, you could just, I mean, it's frowned upon.
Who gives a shit? I don't give a shit what you think about me. I'll park in that parking spot by myself. I don't give a fuck.
Right. I'm going to park in that parking spot and wear a fucking t-shirt that says, I'm not pregnant.
I don't care.
Oh, damn the man.
What are they going to do? They're going to go, oh, fuck you. It's a parking spot. Just because a grocery store wants to hold those spots, I don't care. And I'll park in an employee of the month spot, too.
That I would
fuck
do.
Them.
I've actually done that, and I've actually got a note on my car. Somebody fucking came, I guess, wanted to park in that spot because they were the employee of the month, and yeah. I got a little note on my car saying that I was parked illegally. I was like, I'm not fucking parked illegally.
No.
Fucking employee of the month parking spots are not fucking, you know, patrolled by, you know, state troopers and policemen. I mean, come on. Fucking piece of shit.
Parked illegally. Fucking that's some balls.
He has some fucking balls. Like, I wish I would have walked out as he was putting that shit on my fucking windshield.
You should have walked back in. You should have walked back in and be like, how is this illegal?
Can I see the employee of the month, please?
Right. Like, oh, if this parking spot's taken, just take the fucking spot for the pregnant bitches.
Oh, God. Luckily, I've anytime that I've parked in that spot, though, I'm not going to lie. Like, I constantly think to myself, what about if, like, I'm walking out to the car and I'm getting in and I see, you know, this pregnant woman with, like, a bunch of packages and a stroller trying to push, you know, her baby down the parking lot or whatnot. She's got she had to park, like, 20 cars past me because I was the asshole who took her spot. So I constantly think, you know, would I feel upset by that? And most of the time, I'm like, no, fuck it.
No.
Yeah, she lost out.
Because okay. five years ago, those spots didn't exist.
You're right.
5 years ago, that these ladies would have had to walk the whole fucking way.
You know, that's true because they've only come out recently. I remember the first time I saw one, I was like, what does that say? And like, I went past it. I didn't park in it because I you know, felt it was weird to do.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I don't fucking care. I'll park there every time now.
Yeah.
I wish they're all over the place. I wish they were in every fucking parking lot, like handicap spots.
Oh my gosh.
All right, what do you got?
Yeah. All right, this one comes from Melissa on Facebook. She says, being a fat chick, I could say from experience, you have more canvas room for tattoos.
Absolutely.
That one actually made me LOL.
Oh, Jesus, really? Yeah. LOL? You could just say it made you laugh, you piece of shit. Made you LOL.
I'm trying to talk to these kids on their level.
At least you said LOL and didn't go, it made me lulled. I fucking hate when I hear lulled? That. You haven't heard that?
Oh, I have not heard that.
People are like, oh, it made me lulled. I'm like, what the fuck? First of all, you can't just say laugh. Secondly, you can't say it laughed out loud. Or LOL. You have to just be like, lulled? Lulled's not a fucking word, asshole.
No. No. But yeah, I mean, that is a funny reason to be found. I'll never have a tattoo, so I don't know. I mean, I could tell. Obviously, I have more places to put them. Should I want to get one? Like, if I win the lottery, I would get maybe a tattoo. And a tattoo for my bear friend.
You're going to get a tattoo of a bear driving a car. or you're going to tattoo your knuckles and it's just going to say, err.
E-R-R-R.
Yes. That's good shit.
Oh, man. Yep.
Unbelievable.
All right. There's one thing that I wanted to do. I told these guys that I would do it, not that I talk to them often, but or at all, really. You know the show Impractical Jokers?
I do, sir. I know what you're talking about. I saw your tweet. I love it.
So I told them that I would go ahead and give them a shout-out on our podcast and extend their reach by a whopping, like, 12 people or so. Sal Volcano and Brian Quinn have a podcast called What Say You Pod. And I listened to every one. I went back and listened to them all, and they are hysterical. And there, it's just like ours, just two guys kind of bullshitting about what happened to them. And obviously they travel a lot more. They have a lot more experiences, and it's hilarious. This shit that they get tied up in.
They actually won what I want to win this year. They won Best New Pod on awards this past year.
Yep, sure did. Yeah. So, listen to their podcast. It's What Say You. Look them up on Twitter. Also, the Tenderloins, which is the Impractical Jokers team, all four of them are out on tour now. So look up their tour dates. And if they come close, go out and see them. They're really funny.
Absolutely. I love that show, Impractical Jokers. Me and Tina watch it all the time, and we laugh hysterically.
We record every one, new or old, and we watch them all, and we laugh every – like, we could see the same show 8 times, and we're still laughing.
Right. I love it.
One of those shows. It's hilarious.
Did you see – well, obviously you saw it, but the one where Brian Quinn had Joey Fatone tagging for him and went to the things. That was fucking great.
That was fun.
I love where he's like, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Joey Fatone. I just shit my pants.
Yep. Hilarious. Yeah.
Love it.
And they're really good guys. You can tell that they're really down to earth and kind of practice what they preach. So you don't see that a lot in reality TV, which I guess these guys kind of are. Really funny stuff. And with that, we'll go ahead and get out of here. American Fat Ass Podcast. Just go to our website, AmericanFatAssPodcast.com. All of our episodes are up there. Listen to them there. Or if you want to go out and find us on iTunes, you can do that. Please leave us a review. We're trying to get our reviews up. So if you enjoy the show, or even if you don't, if you think it sucks, just fucking do it. I don't care. Just as long as you do a review. Let us know how we're doing. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Just Google for that shit. I don't feel like going through it. So anything else?
way to promote us.
Fuck you. Just fucking Google us. You'll find it.
Do some work, you lazy bastards.
Anything else you'd like to add, Nick?
I would like to say that after this show, I'll be searching for a new podcast partner. So
All right. That's it, American Fat Ass Podcast. This was a good show, and we are out.